Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine. We're going forward with Hashem. We're on. We'd like to thank Shimon Young today for offering his Gemara for the use in the Shia. I've lost mine with my markings, but Bez Hashem will go okay. Okay, we're holding on Chof Dalad Ahmed Aleph on the second two dots. Okay, it's on the second wide line. Ze'aklal. This is the principle. Kol Hamuchusa Tzeda. When it's lacking Tzeda, it's going to be Chule, it's going to be Asa. So, Heichi Dami Mechusa Tzeda. What is Mechusa Tzeda? It's lacking catching, being caught. Okay, so Amalei Abaye, says Abaye. I jumped a lot, thank you. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehud, Amar Shmuel. A case, Kol She'oim, any case where people would say, Have they bring a Matsuda, a trap, a Nutsudeno, and we'll catch the little critter. That's a trap. Let's look at Rashi. There's an important Rashi over here. Yeah. Nutsudeno means literally catch it. Yeah. Look at Rashi of Haba Matsuda. Yeah, Have Matsuda. It says, Koloima. Shetzorich levakesh tachmulos. You need like strategies. Latafsoi. In order to grab it. Yeah, v'hainu. Oh, so look at this, is important, yeah? Hainu shiro de beaver godel, de la'el. This is the same size as a beaver godel that we said above. Meaning this is not trapped. Yeah? V'idach beaver cotton. Anything less than this, if you wouldn't need to get some kind of like a machine or something or some kind of tool to trap the thing and you can just grab it with your hand, yeah? You grab it, catch it, right? Then that will be considered trapped, yeah? Rab Ashi, Shiurinhu Le'el B'chadashira. Rab Ashi, you know, basically measured it with this measure. And Rab Yosef B'chadashira, and Rab Yosef is just measuring with it, it's just how you, like, you know, how you measure it. But it really boils down to the same thing.
It's the same measurement, in other words?
Yeah, exactly. It is the same measurement, just different ways of explaining the same measurement.
Why did you have a hatred? You would know the answer.
No, what is the size? How do you work it? How do you work the size?
You told the size.
No, look, these are ways of working the size out. If I were to tell you it's a mile and a half, it's a mile and a half. How do you know mile and a half? It's from here to Yesh. So from here to Yesh is a way of telling you what's a mile and a half. Nobody knows what a mile and a half is, but they know what from here to Yesh is. Okay, Amale Abaye. Says Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, Baha. Avozim, the Tani Golem, geese and chickens, Sha'oimrim, people say it with them, Have Mutsuda, bring a trap, then Unutsudenu, and we will catch it. Okay, but Tanya, we've got a Bryce that says, Hatsad Avozim, the Tani Golem, somebody who traps these, right, geese and chicken, the Yoni Hardostiois, and also these doves that are either from places of this pill called Hardostiois, or like ones like from like, named after Herod, kind of thing, is Potter, right? A person who, right, so you see over here, we've got Brysa, that says a person who traps these kind of birds, and even though if you would want to catch one, you would have to get a, like a net or something, yeah, we see it's Potter. So this gauge that you gave Rabbi Yosef is incorrect, says Rabbi. So I'm a Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, I'm a Shmuel, he answers this, yeah? Hallelu, no. These ones are bought in, they come, le kluvon, to their, basically, their where the dwelling place, the enclosure on Erev, in the evening time. Right, a chicken, right, at the end of the day, it'll run around, it'll try and escape, right, but it's hard to catch it, but it's going to come home at night. So it's kind of like somewhat domesticated, and therefore you wouldn't be high for trapping it. Even if you would trap it in the daytime, you'd have to run around and look a little bit silly, yeah, but nevertheless, it's still not considered trapping. Right, ain't born the kluvim v'erev. These other kind of birds of the like, yeah, maybe you know your teapot drawer, and right, they don't come home. They go wherever they go. They, you know, in the wherever they're going to stay the night. L'erev. Okay, fine. V'harei yoni shoivach. Now, but what about yoni shoivach? So we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta, right? The doves of the dove coat, so, and also the yoni aliyah. We did this is actually new. That also the Yonim live on the in the attic as well. We thought just people used to go to the attic to build things. But the Botin Lukluv on the Erev, and they come to their enclosure in the night time. Batanya, we've got a brisa. A tzad yoni shoivach, somebody who catches these doves of a yoni aliyah, and also v'tzipurim, right, birds shikinenu, that shin is a prefix, kinenu is they made lashon kain, they made a nest. But tzipichin means base is a prefix. Tzipichin is some kind of like a pottery vessel, but they used to put these in the walls to encourage the biros of like buildings, in order to encourage the nest there. I suppose maybe they want to take the eggs and stuff. Yeah, but if one would trap one of those birds, he would be chayiv, and they come back to their nests in the nighttime. So what's going on? It's not true. So Ella, I'm a rabba bar Rav Huna. This is a fine answer, one of two fine answers. So it says Rabba bar Rav Huna, I'm a Shmuel, the name is Shmuel. Holu, boy in the kulvan la'erev. These ones come to the nest, whatever, in the nighttime. Umezunos on alecho. And you're also, they rely upon you for their food. Yeah? And therefore, Rashi says it's similar to a domesticated animal. By the fact that they're relying upon you, it's like a domesticated animal, there's no problem of catching it. But hello, but these other ones, yeah, I suppose these ones that nest in the pottery things in the walls, yeah, okay, hello, bon lechuvon ba'erev, they do come back at night time, ve'ein mezonosin alecha, like swallows. Experience swallows. Okay, that's one answer. Now, Rab Mori Omar, Hani Avidi Lubuye. Right? No, it's different, yeah? These certain doves, yeah? The reason why you're not allowed to trap them is because they run away. Lubuye. So I was looking up this word, Lubuye, kind of what it means. Rashi's basically says, Rubuye means to slip away. So slip away. I'm trying to connect that etymologically. I was thinking like when a person grows, he's basically breaking out of his confines because he's bigger, his constrictions. So maybe he's like breaking out of his constrictions. I don't know because I wasn't. Whatever. So anyway, so that they basically slip away according to Rashi. Yeah. Vahani lo avidu l'bruye, and these ones don't slip away. Meaning, some birds, right, if you can grab them and they'll slip away, then they're not considered trapped. But if you grab them and they don't, they'll stay there, it'll be okay. Ah, but then ask the Gemara, Kasha, Kulu nami avidi l'rubuye. All of them, what are you talking about? All of them run away. Birds don't like being held. Yeah? It says the Gemara like this now. The kluvan ka'omrinin avidi l'rubuye. Right? Means, this is a bit tricky, this, yeah? It says the kluvan. Right, they run to, and then Rashi adds on, and then once they get to the club, they run away again. Right, you chase these birds, and then they go up to the nest, and you think you've caught them, right? And then you try and grab them, but then they run out of the nest. Right? It's like whoever. So those are not considered traps. Ones that you like chase into the nest, and then they stay there, then that would be fine. Yeah, that wouldn't be considered trapping. So basically, that's the two shiurim. Okay, let's just do the a little bit more. Okay, masnisin, matsudos. Matsudos are traps. Chayav oif, the dogim, right? Three kinds of traps. Okay, she'osan me'erev yomtov, that you set them on erev yomtov. So you set up your traps on erev yomtov, which is totally fine to do, right? You can even do it on erev Shabbos if you want, if it's not too close to Shabbos, maybe. Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, erev yomtov, lo yitol mehem b'yomtov. Let's say you found something trapped in it on yomtov. You're not allowed to take from it, unless Ella im Cain Yoideya, unless he knows, right, 100%, Shinitsoido mi Erev Yomtov, that they were trapped, pre-trapped from Erev Yomtov, meaning the trapping has to have taken place on Erev Yomtov. If not, it's a problem of Mukta, right? Because it wasn't ready when Yomtov came in, it was still a wild animal. It wasn't in your, you know, meaning we're trapping wild animals over here. It's got no shaykhus to you. So therefore, yeah, it has to be in your reshus, and so you have to. It's going to be pre-trapped. Okay. Ma'aseh b'nochri echad. There was an incident with this certain Gentile, shehevi dogim, that he brought as a present to Rabban Gamliel, on Yom Tov, right? But Omar, and he said, shehevi dogim to Rabban Gamliel, but fish to Rabban Gamliel on Yom Tov. The Omar, and he stated halachically, mutarin hay, they are permissible. Yeah. But I don't want to accept a gift from him because I hate him, says Rashi. Because I hate him. This particular one, it wasn't a nice Gentile. There were lots of nice Gentiles, but this one is an exception. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Maisa Listor, the story brought in the end of the Mishnah seems to contradict the beginning of the Mishnah. Because the beginning of the Mishnah said basically, unless you know for certain that it was a trap on Erev Yom Tov, yeah, it's going to be Osir. But over here, Rabbi Gamliel didn't want to take because it had a halachic problem. He just had a emotional issue with him or whatever, some kind of like he didn't want to take from him. So it sounds like Rabbi Gamliel will permit such a case that even though you don't know when this Gentile trapped it. So, answer the Gemara, Chsuri Mechsura. Actually, true, there's a bit missing out of this Mishnah. Yeah, and this is right, the Hakik Tanin. This is thusly how it teaches or should have taught. Sophic Mukhan. So this is Tanakama. Basically, we're saying you set your traps. You can only take from them if you know that they were trapped from Erev Yom Tov. Because Sophic Mukhan is also because soft. If it's a soft, if it was Mukhan means it's ready. Means it's the opposite of Mukta. It's a Sophic if it was basically not Mukta is also Sophic Mukta Lachumra. Right? Could be it's a Dovashish Rubatirin for whatever reason. But we'll Machmir on Mukta if it's a Sophic. Now. Rabbi Gamliel says, Matir, he says it's permissible. And there was an incident with this Gentile. Shehevi Dagam the Rabbi Gamliel, he brought Dagam the Rabbi Gamliel. But Amma Mutorin here, you should know they are permissible because I hold Sophic Mukhan is permissible. Elish Aimut Sunil Kamala Menu, but I do not want to take from him. End of addendum of the Mishnah. So now just one more statement, which is, yeah, Amma Rabbi Hud, Amma Shmuel, yeah. Says the Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Ein Halacha Rabban Gamliel. The Halacha does not follow in this case like Rabban Gamliel. So I Sophic Mukhan is Osir. Sophic Mukta is Osir.